Hi everyone, just catching up with you from our household. I expect that some of you or all of you will be sat at home right now, and probably for many of you for most of the week. My heart goes out to all parents who currently have little children around their ankles every day of the week, and we are really praying that you will be helped during this time. You know, the reality is that these are unprecedented times for us as a nation, and we're in a time of crisis. But I want to remind you, church, that we believe in faith God is in control. Whilst everyone else is saying that other things are in control of our lives, we know that God is in control. And in saying that, I understand that they are difficult times for us, maybe financially, maybe our jobs sometimes may seem like they're on the line. But we are praying for you. You're in our prayers and our thoughts. And we want to try and connect with you more digitally, obviously, because we can't meet together at this time. And I don't know about you, but I am already missing our gatherings. I love the time when we're all together. And of course, that's not possible during this season, but there will come a day where we can come together again. And we just want to let you know that you're not forgotten about, and we don't want you to forget about us. And we are still the church. And despite the very challenging times that we have presently, this is also an awesome, I say awesome, opportunity for us to be what we've been talking about for so many years now as family on mission, where we can reach out to our neighbours, where we can be good news to people. And I want to encourage you together as families to be family on mission. Listen out for what we'll be doing digitally, and we thank you for joining us today. God bless you in this time. Well, hello there. Wherever you're calling from, if you're on lockdown, I want to encourage you. This is the best thing that you can be doing. I know we might be isolated, out of routine and out of pocket. I want to encourage you. We are staying home to save lives. It really is the best thing you could be doing at the minute. Here's the truth. And the picture in my mind is this, is that we're all in the same storm, but we're all in different boats. See, I don't know, or different circumstances, different family situations, different financial situations, but it just feels like we're all affected by COVID-19. And I know it means different things to different people, but every one of us has a choice to make. Are we going to take control of this or be capsized by this? It is very much sink or swim. And here's the truth. Either we assign purpose to this season or our homes are going to feel like prison. Man, that is a great point. You need to put that in the chat feed. Say, purpose or prison? Which one? The danger is if we don't put enough purpose into this time of isolation, pretty soon our homes are going to feel like prisons. Louisa Alcott, who wrote Little Women, said this, "I'm not afraid of storms because I'm learning how to sail." It feels a little bit like we're all learning how to sail right now. Have you ever asked one of those people and said, you know, I'm going through some stuff at the minute, and they've turned around and said to you, you know, count your blessings, like count your blessings. I mean, how annoying are these people? Count your blessings, like so annoying, like invalidating how I feel. But let me just give you some help today. I think you should count your blessings. I really do. So we need to switch our minds sometimes from criticism to gratefulness, because there are things that are blessings in this season. Let's think of a few. DIY. You've got time to do DIY. And all the wives said amen in the chat feed. It's going crazy. Like, come on, Harold, get on with the bookshelf. There's time to do DIY maintenance on your house. There's time to, how about a workout? You could do a workout every day. You've got time to do that. Now, there's a public outcry at the minute. I know I'm better looking than Joe Wicks. I've got a better body. Trust me, I won't show you, but just trust me. But look, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing these HIIT workouts on our Instagram. I'm not. But you've got a chance to work out now. You've got a chance to reprioritize. You're not bombarded with the same things as you were before the lockdown. So rethink, reprioritize. prioritize. There are blessings that we can count to make sure that we're bringing purpose to this season. I want to show you a video now. And if you've got kids in the house, bring them down. Say, come on down. Ben's going to show us a video. It's actually a kid's story that I found for us to watch. And I just think sometimes kids' programs, and I've watched a lot of them since the lockdown began. Kids' programs say it the best. So watch this. This is our story for today.
Stories of the Bible. Jesus calms the storm. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love and healed people from their sickness. He did many miracles like walking on water.
Oh, hey guys.
And even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
One day after preaching to a crowd of people, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake."
You got it.
So they got into a boat and started out. Other boats followed him too. And as they sailed across, Jesus fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water and they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke Jesus up, shouting,
"Hey, Jesus, wake up!
Save us! We are going to drown! Don't you care if we drown?" Jesus responded, "Why are you afraid? You have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves, saying,
"Shush, shush.
Silence. Be still." Suddenly, the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" The disciples were terrified and amazed. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him."
Man, I love that story. I come back to that story time and time again. And listen, that was from Saddleback Kids on YouTube, a church in America. There's loads of free stuffy kids to watch. And our kids ministry and youth ministry right now are developing content and resources that you're going to hear about to empower you in these scattered places so that you can grow in faith and in life. So just kind of keep your ear to the ground with our socials and you'll know about it soon. There are things that we can control in this storm, and there are things that we just can't control. Let me just address the things we can control. So practically, how do we bring calm to our home? Well, one good way would be to write a routine out. That's right. In our home, we have a big sheet of paper, and on it, we have what the kids are doing and what the family are doing at each time. That creates a structure to the day. And as part of that, very practically, why don't you write down something you're looking forward to? So put it at the end of the day, something you're looking forward to. Maybe it's a white chocolate double Twix. I don't know. Maybe it's Coronation Street in the bath with candles. I don't know. But put something down that you're looking forward to at the end of each day. Here's another thing to create a bit of calm in your home. Don't take your feelings out on your family or your housemates. Now, we're all going through stuff, and if you're like me, you're an emotional person, and sometimes these emotions come out in bad ways. Sometimes I'm moody, angry, I'm snappy or bitey, and I just think we need to be careful and keep ourselves in check to make sure we are creating a calm atmosphere at home. Talk about how you feel, but don't take it out on other people. Lastly, and there's a few more we could say, we're actually developing a 7-day devotional for you as of tomorrow. So our team are going to be posting something early morning, and on it, it's going to have a scripture, a statement, and a song. It's going to have a scripture for you to read, a statement for you to think about and believe in, and then a song recommendation on Spotify. This is what I want you to do. Every day, set some time aside, find that song, put it on Spotify or on YouTube. Listen to it. Create a bit of distance and space. Read the scripture. Believe the statement. And that will help create calm, a little bit more calm within you. and that's happening from tomorrow. Sometimes the storm is so big that it becomes a bully that we just can't beat. So what do we do in a storm that we have no control of? Well, I want to go back to this story, pick out a few things, and then I want to land it somewhere special for you today. Luke chapter 8, the book of Luke in the Bible. Get your Bibles out, turn to it, you can make notes. Luke chapter 8. Now, if you don't have a Bible, then on this page right now, you'll see a Bible feed. Click the Bible button, and it actually bring it up. Search for Luke chapter 8, verses 22. One day, Jesus and his disciples got into a boat. "Let's cross the lake," Jesus said. Have you ever done things that God has told you to do and they've turned out harder than you thought they would? And they just don't kind of pan out? Maybe your expectations change. Maybe it's tougher than you think. Exact situation. "Let's go." "Okay, Jesus," but then they run into a storm. Does that mean Jesus isn't God? No, it doesn't. Here's the deal. What God commands, he completes. Oh, come on, somebody. Whoever you're listening, you need to chat right now. What God commands, he completes. And one of my prayers for you is that the things he's commanded about your business that are under threat, your education that are under threat, all the unsurety of everything that's going on, if God said it, if God commanded it, he's going to complete it in your life. "Let's go," Jesus said. So off they went. It was smooth sailing, so Jesus fell asleep. Jesus is chill. He's just sleeping, he's hanging out, and all the disciples are like, "Well, finally, 12 disciples on the boat. Come on, guys, let's actually relax." John's there smoking a cigarette over the side of the boat. It's far more stressful than I thought. Peter's there effing and jeffing, gossiping about someone on the other end of the boat, and Judas is there on his phone checking the betting odds on the dog races. You know, Jesus is asleep. Quick, let's get busy doing something naughty. A terrific storm came up suddenly on the lake and water poured in and they were about to be capsized. Have you ever been in that situation where you just feel like you're going to be capsized? Maybe you're in that right now. Well, water's pouring in and you're like, "I'm not sure which way this is going to go." But my prayer for you today is that even though you have pressure from this wind and this wave, you won't be overwhelmed because you've got someone in the boat who can overcome the storm. I pray for peace in your life, for grace in your life to be able to handle yourself and this life in this season. You won't be overwhelmed. They woke Jesus up saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." I've said a few of those prayers recently myself. Getting to his feet, he told the wind, "Silence. Silence." And he spoke to the waves and he said, "Quieten down." And they did. The lake became smooth as glass. What beautiful writing from Luke here. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Why can't you trust me?" And they were in absolute awe, staggering and stammering, saying, "Who is this anyway?" He calls out to the wind and the sea, and they do what he tells them. If there are things you can't control in this season, this is what I think you should do. Stir the Savior. Stir the Savior. There's only so much you can do to kind of make yourself feel better. Sometimes you've got to dig deep. See, when the wind blows and the waves are smacking the side of our boat, where do we go to? We go to Jesus. He might seem asleep, but it's just because he's not afraid or intimidated of the storm. God is not intimidated by COVID-19. Instead, he's asking us to go to him in desperation and say, "Jesus, I can do everything I can do, but I still need you to silence the storm." And he's going to do it in your life. See, I don't have all the answers for you today. I don't, and I can't forecast the future. All I know is that when I went through depression, that when I'm anxious, when I don't know what's going to happen, when I go to Jesus, he creates a sense of calm within me. And he silences the things that I can't take control of. And he brings me back to that place of relationship with him. Do you not just get sick of Netflix? Do you not think ASOS will never fill that hole? It's because the only person that can silence the storm is the Savior. And maybe this is the first time you're hearing anybody say anything about Jesus to you. I want to say that Jesus knew you were going to be here with us. And I want to ask you, why don't you just believe? Like if you're like Jesus, God, whoever, listen, I need some help. There's a storm right now and I just need some help. He's here listening for you right now. And all we've got to do is talk to him and believe when we're talking. And in that moment of belief, he exchanges all that old brokenness into new life. That the past is the past and all the stuff that's happened has happened. But that there is a future of hope for you still. And it's in the name of Jesus. So this is what I want you to do. The prayer is going to appear on your screen and I want you to say this with me. It might feel a little bit weird and awkward and strange reading aloud in front of a TV screen, phone, tablet, laptop, whatever. But I encourage you to do it because it's going to really help you. So if you're saying today, Ben, I want to believe in Jesus, or maybe you're coming back to Jesus, I don't know, I want you to say this prayer out loud with me. Are you ready now? Okay, let's do it together. Let's read it together. Dear Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. Thank you for forgiving me. I'm sorry. I'm yours now. I'm free now. Amen. There's people all over the world right now who prayed that prayer for the first time. And if that's you, just click that hand button on your screen right now. Raise your hand and let us know, let the team know on the back end that someone's out there hearing this message and you've connected with Jesus. And if you're watching this, do something on the chat feed. Say, welcome home. Welcome to the family. We love you. We celebrate you. Let's create an atmosphere of celebration here. And if you did respond and you want someone to talk to and pray with, then there is a prayer button right there. We've talked about it before. Click it and there's a team right now who want to talk to you and encourage you. We can also send you free stuff by post, helpful things, a Bible, booklets. We really want to help you into our community. So how do we silence the storm? We stir the Savior. Oh, come on, write in that chat for you right now. Let's stir the Savior. Let's silence the storm. I'm done now. And I'm going to hand it back to you in your front room. I want to ask you this question. And I'm going to give you 15 minutes to think about this question and pray into it together with your friends and family. Or even if you're on your own, pray into this question. And it'll come on screen. It's this: how can I create calm in my home each day? That's the question I want you to consider. How can I create calm in my home each day? We love you. We are for you. And this is going to be an incredible season where the Savior is going to silence the storm. Amen.